Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question, and because we just love Russell Jackman so much, NBA players. You like that, Russell?
Yes.
Anything to do with the NBA, Russell, is just he's all over it. Now, this is a first. We're going to welcome the talk of the town, 97.7 and 1570 AM, WHTX in Youngstown, Ohio. Thanks to the operation manager, Carl Bloom, for adding Sports Econ 101 and Sports Byline to your lineup. That's the first time we've ever done that. The station manager, Darren Peck, said, "Hey, Edward, make sure you do a shout out to Youngstown, Ohio." All right. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Ryan Gordon of Common Enemy. That sounds bad, but it's not, because it has to do with basketball and shoes. And he'll tell us all about his company. Let's see here. When we get back also, we'll have some other stuff that we want to talk about. We'll probably get into that when we get back, because we're going to spend some time with Ryan Gordon, and he'll share with us his experience as well as what he's doing with Common Enemy, because we want to talk about, you know, why basketball and what are the next steps, any brand ambassadors, etc. And Russell, what else do you want to talk about besides when we come back talking with Ryan?
Brandon Crawford being a St. Louis Cardinal.
No, say it ain't so, Joe.
It just happened. It just happened.
Well, he's towards the end of his career anyway. So
I know, but it's sad to see one of the Bay Area greats, you know, playing. Well, look what
happened. Remember Madison
team.
Bumgarner, same thing, right?
Worse, because Crawford played for us the last 6 years over when Madison already left. So it's even bigger.
That's a good point.
And he was from the Bay Area.
That's true. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back introducing our guest, Ryan Gordon.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners, how can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408-408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman. Now I'm going to introduce our guest, Ryan Gordon of Common Enemy. Ryan, welcome to Sports Econ 101.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Okay, so tell us, what is Common Enemy? Because let me tell you what, I'll have this little intro here. I'll read this part here. It says, while the height of the pandemic is behind us, many in the United States continue to demand government policy that would better protect their future health outcomes. One company decided to use the popularity of basketball, and more specifically basketball shoes, as a way to support legislation to improve public health. Common Enemy is a performance basketball shoe brand and donates 5% of sales to establish better health outcomes through Congress. We're joined by fashion executive and lifetime activist Ryan Gordon, CEO and founder of Common Enemy. There we go. I read it correctly there.
Wow. I couldn't have written it better myself. Oh, yeah. Wait, maybe I did.
Oh, that's right. You did. All right. So give us a little background of you and then Common Enemy.
I got my start in the fashion industry with another startup way back in the day, a luxury dress shoe brand called Gordon Rush. And I'd say the most interesting part of my journey up until that moment post-college was just always being obsessed with storytelling. And I had two older brothers that had started a company, and it was a real David versus Goliath kind of story, right? They had cold called a Nordstrom buying office and had gotten a test run, and were going to be sitting alongside some of the largest fashion house shoe brands in history, the Ferragamos and the Bruno Mollies of the world. And they were having success, and they recruited me out of school to come and join their sales team and work alongside them. And I thought it was such an amazing story. And it was so great to go around the country meeting sales teams and buying offices from Nordstrom to Bloomingdale's to Saks Fifth Avenue and tell this kind of story of an up-and-coming American brand sort of vying with all these Italian fashion houses. I was there for 10 years and got recruited to Puma as the youngest commercial sales director there, running their wholesale division. And I wanted to, spread my wings and try new avenues out in this career. And Puma was really where I saw the real power of iconic product. right? And I was there just as they were kind of shifting into the basketball lane. And I started kind of tinkering around with this idea to have a dedicated performance basketball shoe, but sort of marry that with an ongoing theme in my life of being involved from an activist standpoint and looking at ways to really improve public health outcomes through public
about
policy.
About what year was that?
2016.
Oh, okay. Fairly recent. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, anyway, long story short, I launched Common Enemy a few years ago. I should say we started the concept and ideation process a couple of years ago, and through thousands of hours of wear testing and prototyping and shipping, you know, shoes back and forth and all over the world and all over the country, we produced a small first production order last summer and have been just pushing ever since to you know, to bring this thing to the fore.
Why the name?
Well, we like to leave a little to the imagination, Edward.
okay. We got to get your video back up too, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What?
That's okay. I mean, at least we can hear you. And for radio, we need that. For YouTube, it'd be better to see your face, but at least we have you for audio here. Yeah, there you go. Now you disappeared again. Okay, so now why basketball?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about the video feed. I'm seeing it fine from my end. I don't know where it's going. Well, basketball is kind of is at the epicenter of pop culture, right? It touches so many different people every day, millions of players, millions of fans, millions of enthusiasts. And we always believe that sports can be a major vehicle for change. And, you know, basketball is the crown jewel in that regard.
I think Russ would agree with you.
Mm.
Right, Russ?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because that's your favorite. I know that's your favorite sport. What are some, you have a question here for us that we're supposed to ask you. That's what are some of the current bills in Congress that Common Enemy supports?
Thank you for asking that. I'm happy to ask you. It's your show, as long as you're comfortable asking it. There's two different bills that I thought were worth highlighting. Two bills that focus very much on improving millions of people's health outcomes in this country. The first is a bill specifically directed at raising the federal minimum wage. Right now, the federal minimum wage is at $7.25 an hour. It's been that way since about 2009, I believe, and kind of adjusted for inflation. It's at the lowest rate that it's been since the 1950s.
Well, especially with inflation the way it's been the last few years, that's for sure. And now California, I think the minimum is 15, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a congresswoman who wants to raise it to 50, which, wow. And I saw some posts someone had that they recently spent $16 at McDonald's for like, you know, a hamburger and fries and a drink. So, yeah, just wait till if she gets her way and it raises to $50, I'm guessing that there ain't going to be too many people going to McDonald's. It's going to be it'll cost you $100 to get a hamburger there.
Sure, it's interesting. As we've learned the last couple of years, for the first time, and now I was coming of age in the 80s. I was a little too young to remember what was happening with inflation rates at that time. Yeah. But I know very, very, you know, after a lot of research, how you know, how aggressive interest rates were, especially around the housing prices. But that's been one real interesting reveal coming out of the pandemic is how complicated of an issue inflation actually can be. And part of it really is tied to so much of sort of like individual corporate decision making as much as government policy. But it's so funny in my neighborhood, which is kind of in Brooklyn, known for a lot of coffee shops. I guess that's just maybe New York in general. But it's so interesting going in between these independent coffee shops and seeing the price differences, right? And everything is higher than it was a year ago. But it's just so interesting to see there's no one person kind of setting these rates for these small businesses. So it's interesting to see it at a larger level, you know, how uniform it can be.
Well, it's interesting. You guys are familiar with SodaStream. You know, sure. You kind of make your own seltzer, right? And the cartridges used before inflation in the last few years used to cost $11 if you had the old one to go ahead and trade it in. And now it's like $26. It's like over 100% inflation on that. And it's kind of interesting. You say you come from Brooklyn, but I'm guessing you weren't born there.
No, but I am a fourth generation New Yorker, just like 40 years removed.
Okay, so you must have come from upstate, because when I came from Brooklyn, even at 2 years old, I had an accent.
No, I'm a weird one, man. I grew up in Tennessee. My family's my mom's family's, you know, three generations New Yorkers. My dad's from Baltimore. He still says the saddest day of his life was when the Colts left town. Yeah, but I grew up in Tennessee, of all places. I grew up a Titans fan, and we didn't have the Grizzlies yet. But
that kind of was sort of tough for you guys when the Rams beat them in the Super Bowl. The only time that they got there, I won't rub it in. That must have been tough for you. Okay, I got our first basketball question here. Now known as Abdul-Jabbar, what was this player's given first name? And obviously we're talking about the main guy from the 70s and 80s. All right, that's our sports trivia question. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com the answer to this question. Now known as Abdul-Jabbar, what was this player's given first name? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackson and our special guest, Ryan Gordon. Our first trivia question, now known as Abdul-Jabbar, what was this player's given first name? Anyone?
Well, Russell? I know. Yeah. Well, I know that most people know him as Lou Alcindor, but I think his first name, isn't it Ferdinand?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan said, Ryan raised his hand, and I bet you were going to say Lou, right? It's not a trick question, but it's a hard question. And Mr. See, I told you he's Mr. Basketball, Russell Jackman.
That's
very
incredible,
good.
Russ.
His given first name was Ferdinand. I bet nobody yelled at him, "Hey, Ferdinand!" You know,
they wanted to get dunked on, they did.
Yeah. Exactly.
The tallest Ferdinand ever on the planet.
Yeah, I bet.
Unfortunately, right, so he had a fall in December, and he's still recovering from it.
Oh, yeah, I already hear that.
A bad fall.
Well, gosh, he's got to be. He's what? How
75.
Old is he? 70?
75.
Oh, wow. He's a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a lot of mileage on that body, though.
Yeah, but true. You know, he hardly ever. You know, I still remember this hearing that he hardly ever got hurt because he never lifted weights. What he did was his exercise was using a heavy rope, and if you've ever jumped rope with a heavy rope. Yeah, I could see why that could keep you still in shape, but you know, it's not a pounding of the muscles and all that. So anyway, we are in the Zoom studio here, so to speak, with Ryan Gordon of Common Enemy, who basically you have a specialized basketball shoe. That's really what it is. Do you have any brand ambassadors at this point? Because you're still fairly new.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a very special brand ambassador that came on board last year as we've started to build out our team. In fact, he's more than an ambassador. He's our creative director. You might remember him as one of Cam Newton's wide receivers in Super Bowl 50. Devin Funchess.
Yeah. So now, how does that... Okay, that's interesting because he's not known for his basketball skills. He probably is a good basketball player just because, and he's an athlete. In a lot of these football players are very good basketball players too. How did you get him, and how did he? You know, kind of curious, like to get a brand ambassador. The guy's got to love the shoes. I'd be really surprised if he just said, "Yeah, sure, I'll sign on," and he goes, that they're not his favorite shoes. So how did that come about?
Well, let me give you a little bit more background on where Devin's at right now in his career, because it's fascinating. So he has officially and successfully transitioned to a professional basketball career. He retired from the NFL last year, and he had his official basketball debut last fall overseas at a prominent tournament in the Philippines.
Really? How tall is he?
Devin's 6'6", I believe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that'd be a small forward, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, he's an absolute world-class athlete. Basketball was his first love, and he's attempting to be the first person, the first human in history to ever appear in a Super Bowl and potentially or conceivably an NBA Finals.
Yeah, almost like the Deion Sanders of baseball and football. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think, we haven't had any basketball players do that. Now, the thing is, he's playing overseas. Is he planning to come try for the NBA?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going through the process right now. He's in training, in intense training mode right now. He has some coaches that are NBA adjacent. I should say some trainers that are NBA adjacent. So he's the process is ongoing to look at international leagues, look at G League, and trying to find inroads into the NBA for sure. But
how old is he?
29.
Okay, so he's still got a few years left on him. Yeah,
yeah. There's a couple reports that came out last year that were making their way through the, you know, through the media realm. And there's a lot of folks, the current and former NBA players, I feel like if anyone could make the transition after training with them and playing with them, they could do it.
Well, you know, I wonder, hey, Russell, should we introduce him to Dave Bullwinkle from the Bulls?
Yeah, he will probably know some guys that want some shoes.
Yeah. But I mean, well, no, I mean, I meant Funches.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. He's a scout for the Bulls that we've had on a couple times. And
incredible, man. Yeah.
We'll have to make the introduction. You know, no promises, but you never know what can happen. So how did you guys meet so that he could become your ambassador?
That's the beauty of Brooklyn and New York City basketball. There's so much connectivity. So it was through a league, just a recreational league here in New York, that Devin's agent and a vice president at Buchwald, a prominent agency, saw one of my colleagues wearing a pair of the shoes and said, you know, what the hell are those? Those look great. I haven't seen those before. And we got connected, and he fell in love with the shoes and the mission right away. We got a hold of Devin, and he was looking for, I mean, this is a former, you know, brand Jordan athlete, top of the game when he had his moment in the NFL. And he was just very intrigued by how we were trying to do business a little differently.
Yeah, I still remember that Super Bowl because I went to Lee Steinberg's party. It was held. That was the one that was held at Levi Stadium, and I was a big Cam Newton fan, and I was actually hoping that they were going to beat the Broncos, but it wasn't to be.
It would have been an incredible run. I mean, were they 16? Yeah. What 15-1? 16? I can't remember what their season was. That
I don't remember
the record
if they were
that
was that high.
Season.
I don't remember if it was it. I don't remember if it was like that high. Maybe 14-3 or yeah.
Okay,
we'd have to go back and look at that. So now we got a few more minutes here. So we hear about plenty of other brands giving back. How is your model different?
Most other brands that do give back in a meaningful way, or if at all, tend to do what I say, fill in the cracks, if you will, that a lot of working families or individuals find themselves falling into sometimes when you've got gaps in a social safety net. We are more focused on filling in those gaps through kind of broader systemic change. Now, how we do that is pretty simple, right? We donate a large percentage of our sales, 5% of sales, which is unprecedented. And we donate specifically to advocacy nonprofits that are mobilizing and educating around these specific bills, like this Raise the Wage Act that I was talking about, Medicare for All Act, which, you know, at this point has over 115 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. They focus on these bills that, as we've seen throughout, you know, U.S. history, and once enacted, can change millions of people's lives overnight.
Yeah. Let me ask you about your specific shoe. Like, how did you, you know, were you the designer of the shoe? What makes them different? You know, because there's obviously a lot of, you know, Air Jordans, et cetera, et cetera. You know,
I'm not a designer by trade, but I did start with a few sketches. I had a really specific idea in mind for kind of what we call the silhouette of the shoe. But very early on, I was introduced to a prominent product developer in the industry, a gentleman by the name of Rob Purvey, former head of basketball for Adidas, and a legend in the industry, worked on early Kobe signature lines. Mm-hmm. And he was sort of helped kind of, you know, what do you want to call it, transmogrify or hone and refine that initial concept into something that that we see on professional athletes' feet today.
Interesting. Russell, do you want to ask any questions there?
What players so far have started wearing your shoe, or have you had any big players right now sign up for shoes yet?
Sure. So we're still very early on in our life cycle. We are a startup. We're still fundraising right now. We brought in a very small production order out of the gate. Most of those pairs, although we have had some sales, most of those pairs are going as gifts and seeding to make sure that we can validate the product from every walk of life possible. We are in talks with a handful of NBA players right now. One of them is a former champion with the Denver Nuggets. I can't give you any more information now, but he's an incredible player, has loved wearing the shoes and training in the shoes. A couple other NBA folks we're still in talks with right now, but not ready to make an announcement. However, on the FIBA circuit, we have a handful of EuroLeague champions that have been lacing up in the shoes for over a year now. One that I just would highlight real quickly is a guy by the name of Terrell Carter, former Fresno State center, plays for Benfica, the EuroLeague champions out of Portugal, an incredible team. And he is 6'10", about 260, kind of a traditional center, back to the basket kind of center. And, you know, it's like one of these things when they're trying a new brand out. He was a friend of the brand, a friend of Rob's, a close friend of Rob's, our head of product. And we were, you know, everyone has that moment when you get it on the first professional athlete's foot. We're like, we hope this goes okay. And it went amazing.
Exactly. All right. Hey, guys, going to get to our second trivia question here, talking basketball players. In 1962, Oscar Robertson was the first player in history to average a triple-double for the entire season. Which team did he play for during this remarkable feat? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
In today's real estate climate, where scoring fantastic deals is a challenge, we've got a solution just for you. If you're eager to receive exclusive off-market real estate deals in your inbox every single month, head over to MortgageInvesting.com and enroll in Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This trade desk offers privileged access to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs, each and every month. Visit MortgageInvesting.com today to sign up and seize exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments.
Welcome back to Sports Ecom 101. Edward, one more time. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman and our special guest, Ryan Gordon of Common Enemy. Our second trivia question, in 1962, Oscar Robertson was the first player in history to average a triple-double for the entire season. That's quite an amazing feat. Which team did he play for during this remarkable feat? Ryan, you know the answer?
I wish Rob was here. I don't. I'm embarrassed to say.
Okay, Russell?
I was just going over his statistics with a friend of mine for the Cincinnati Royals.
Cincinnati Royals. Very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just going over his statistics and how amazing it was that, you know, in a time where, you know, the average assist was probably about, I mean, the average high assister was maybe 7 assists per game. He was averaging close to 10. And he set himself way above, you know, the rest of the other players at that time. But now you have guys like Jokic. He's got like 70 triple doubles, you know, in the last 80 games. And you have Sabonis and you have Doncic, as well as Russell Westbrook, you know, and James Harden, all just, you know, they've made triple doubles almost commonplace. You know, people don't even pay any attention. And Chet Holmgren and Webb Mignogna are not far behind either.
Wow.
As far as
It's kind of strange how the Spurs just really haven't come alive yet. But you know, Wemby is he's really young, but you can tell he's got a lot of talent. But you know what? Before we forget, so Ryan, Common Enemy. You're the CEO of Common Enemy, which basically is a specialized basketball shoe, right? Company.
Yes, sir.
How do people get a hold of you if they're kind of interested in your shoes?
Very simple. CommonEnemy.com.
Pretty easy.
The one-stop shop. For those of you who can handle Instagram without a panic attack, Instagram.com/CommonEnemyBasketball, or just search Common Enemy in Instagram. But yeah, that's your one-stop shop to find out anything about the brand or get a hold of us.
I forgot to ask you, how much do the shoes cost?
They retail for $140.
Okay. Which that's kind of like for a good basketball shoe is probably like right in the thick of it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You'll get some signature shoes that go up a little bit and some entry level stuff at $110, $120. So yeah, we're right in the mix.
Great. All right. All right, Russell. First of all, Steve Kerr, is he worth his $35 million 2-year extension?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's only for 2 years, but I think it'll be like right in that same tail end of when Curry is probably getting ready to end it all. And geez, if we thought Crawford was bad, I wonder what will happen if guys like Clay and Steph wind up playing for another team.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I could see them retiring, but playing for another team, that seems un-American.
Well, we're seeing Crawford, who grew up in the Bay Area, playing for St. Louis. So, you know, I really am at that point where I can't say, can never say never, and there's always a chance that, you know, no matter who is, how iconic somebody is, they might play for another team.
How old is Crawford now?
I think he's probably 38.
38, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, listen, Willie Mays got traded from the Giants back to, you know, to the New York team, which back then it was the Mets. You know, before that it was the New York Giants. You know, that was always hard for us Bay Area people. But
and Joe Montana, obviously.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right, to the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, but you know, it's still a business, and it's tough. I mean, you know, what do you do if you're the general manager, and you feel like, you know, I don't know how many more years left someone has in the tank. but yet another team is willing to take him for a nice price. I don't know what Crawford's package looked like. Did you know anything about that?
No, because the deal was just announced, but I was thinking about the fact that for the first time in probably over a decade, the Giants don't have a Brandon on the roster.
That's right. Brandon Belt. Yeah, what happened to Brandon Belt?
He went over to Toronto.
Boy, you know, it's funny.
And he's probably just going to just quietly retire over there, and no one's going to probably even notice when he finally hangs up the gloves.
How long ago did he get traded?
Two seasons. He didn't get traded. It was a free agent deal. He was done with the Giants, and the Giants, just like with Crawford, just said that's the end of the line. You know, they have to get younger at those positions, especially at shortstop. You know, you can't have somebody old at the shortstop position. It's too athletic. So, you know, and he said he would be a backup here, but I don't think the Giants wanted to pay him. That's one thing that Farhan is if nothing else, he's cheap. So he doesn't spend money on players. And, Crawford is going to be offered something probably more significant than anything he would have been offered in San Francisco. And
but is he going to be a starting shortstop in St. Louis?
No, he said he'd be a backup there. So
backup there? Okay. So, usually go to first base is usually what happens.
Other topics that I have is that Ric Flair celebrated his 75th birthday.
Gee. Ric Flair. So I know exactly what he looks like with that flaring long hair, white hair.
Fairly. I don't know. He probably has to color quite a bit to keep it from going gray.
Yeah, I bet. 75. Wow. Think he could still put it up in the ring?
No. Although he did a couple of years ago get in the ring. It was just absolutely one of the most disastrous performances I've ever seen in my life. It's like, you know, you don't want to see Grandpa Russell. and he's close to being a great grandpa, so you know that's if you had told me that, you know, in the 80s that Ric Flair would live to age 75, I would have bet the under on that.
Is it the wild lifestyle?
Yes, and he was the wildest of the wild lifestyle ever.
That's what I thought.
So
is it just all the partying or the drugs?
Yes. It's the partying, but it's also all the painkillers that you take through, you know, and the traveling. You know, you travel as a wrestler, you get in late to your wherever you're driving to or wherever you're flying to, and then you got to take a bunch of painkillers to get yourself to sleep because you just wrestled earlier that day. You probably have some major injury you have to get over with, and to get to sleep you have to take a bunch of barbiturates, and then you wake up the next day and you take a few painkillers to get through the next day worth of wrestling, and the cycle repeats itself. And that's why a lot of wrestlers don't make it to age, you know, 60, let alone 75.
You know, I remember in the 70s there was this guy, I'm trying to remember if it was Tommy Hudson, bowler, where basically, you know, he would just go from tournament to tournament in his RV. And it's like, I mean, I don't know how many miles you'd have to drive from one tournament to another. But,
well, Madden did that too with the American Cruiser, the Madden Cruiser.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, he didn't, you know, it's one thing to be the athlete. It's another thing to be, you know, the sportscaster. Right. You know, because you're thinking all the travel. I mean, driving for hours and hours and hours. That's going to take something out of you.
Yeah.
You got to get there a few days early to just kind of just kick back and relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like with the Madden Cruiser, the it was a bus that had like literally like, you know, most people's apartments don't have as much going on as the Madden Cruiser had. You know, he had everything but a pool in that bus.
And Ryan, feel free to, you know, jump in if you got any comments on this. Russell's he's our wrestling guy. He's a wrestling manager.
I was a former manager in indie wrestling and worked with a lot of guys that, you know, maybe you see now, but they were all before they were famous or after they were famous. That's what indie wrestling is known for.
Wow.
That's, yeah, it sort of reminds me of, who was the first guy? Was it like Mark Gastineau, the first guy who went from like football into the ring?
No, he did boxing. Sure, no. He did boxing.
Or boxing, okay. But I know that there were, I'm trying to remember who else, like Lyle Alzado or John Matuszak or one of those guys, you know, they went from football to wrestling.
Well,
it'd probably be George Kittle.
You want to know the first one then? It's Leo Nomolini. It's Leo Nomolini.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Leo Nomolini, the lion. Leo the lion, Nomolini, was a football player and an ancient 49er, like from the 40s.
40s, that's what I thought.
And then he became a coach for a little while, and then he went into the ring.
Wow.
And was a promoter for a long time, too. So I think Leo Nomolini is probably one of the
That's got to be the first one, yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute, are you telling me Haystack Calhoun was not a football player?
No, he wasn't. But Andre the Giant was asked to be on the Redskins' offensive line. And he said,
I was going to say that, offensive line, wow.
But he said that to stop wrestling and play football would be a pay cut for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was probably the highest paid, wasn't he?
For a while, he was. And he liked the fact that he could move around so much, you know, play, perform in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. He felt being on a football team was too limiting for him and too much of a regular schedule. He wanted a schedule that he himself was in control of.
But you know what, though? He weighed 500 pounds. He could have taken two linemen's jobs.
Oh, yeah. No, he would have been a very interesting offensive lineman. Trying to get around Andre the Giant would have been pretty, but also, you know, the line moved at all, he probably would have just stayed in one place.
He was not known for his mobility.
No, not for his mobility.
It's not in the top 10 attributes.
Yeah, and then last night I saw a gag-inducing video of TMZ did like a half hour on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And how, like, they're like, the perfect couple, and how they can't wait for the wedding, and you know, what perfect kids perfect they're going kids to have, and, you know, if they wind up having a boy, how he'll be not only the first player to ever both win a Super Bowl and perform at the Super Bowl halftime show.
If they're not talking wedding plans, are they? Or is that the, just they just do that up?
Now that the football is over, I'm just moved off of Taylor Swift, and I hope, you know, not to hear her name anytime soon. I really hope Kansas City doesn't go to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's so funny because I mean, I look at her. I mean, she's kind of cute, but I don't know. She's not that gorgeous the type person.
Oh, I think she was the most beautiful lady in the world if she was going out with a 49.
That doesn't know where your allegiance stands.
Even if she went out with a filter. Yeah, you mean even if she went out with a punter?
Yeah, sure.
The
fact that she's a Chiefs fan, I can't take.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. You guys ready for our last trivia question? Here we go. This armed guard followed, we're talking NBA players here. I think Russell will know this. This armed guard followed in the footsteps of his father. While his father went to UCLA, he went to the University of Arizona, and he joined the NBA in the 1989-99 season with Vancouver. In 2002, he was traded to Sacramento Kings, where he went to three consecutive playoff appearances. Who is this guard? And I'm not going to give you the father's name yet, because I think Russell will know this already. Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, our special guest, Ryan Gordon. Our third trivia question on NBA players. This armed guard followed the, I don't know why they call armed, this guard followed in the footsteps of his father.
Yeah, his father you're making me think of John Morant at first.
Yeah. Being an armed guard, that's good.
And then I thought Gilbert Arenas. For a second.
Oh, that's true. Yes, that could have been. Okay. Well, his father went to UCLA. He went to the University of Arizona and joined the NBA in the 1989-99 season with Vancouver. Back then, that was the Vancouver Grizzlies. In 2002, he was traded to the Sacramento Kings, where they went to three consecutive playoff appearances. Who is this guard?
Is that Mike Bibby?
Yes, and I was going to say, if I said his father, Henry, that would have probably given it away. Wow, Russell, 3 for 3.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Well, that's. I'm afraid that we're going to start going with the baseball stuff soon. So
true. We had a player from the 60s, Oscar Robertson, you got that. A player from the 70s/80s, Jabbar, you got that one. And then one from the 2000. Not bad. I'm very impressed. Again, Ryan Gordon from Common Enemy, specialized basketball shoes, we'll say. Thank you very much for joining us. You guys ready for our thoughts for the day? All right, here we go. So a guy broke into my house last night looking for money. So I got up and looked with him. And I dated a Swiss girl one time, but I broke up with her once I visited her hometown. Too many red flags. All right. Tune in next week to
That joke. My son.
You like that one?
Huge. Yeah, he's a huge flag guy. So, yes, he would get that joke.
All right. Audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.
Nice to meet you, Ryan.